law and order, seemingly one of the hot topics going into the election. Is that appropriate? And look, as Tangata te Whenua, we try to think of interesting ways we can use our culture to help modify behaviour. It differs really from the lock 'em up sort of attitude, which you know came across on the colonial boats of yesteryear. So it's a very important issue to us and will be an important determinant about who gets the reins of power come October. What are some of the thoughts you'd share in this election year about law and order and Māori?
I mean, my concern is always that when we go into the law and order, it's a nearly cartoonish way of thinking about it, so that the response is always going to be just stronger and punitive. Law and order is an important, as I said, it's absolutely critical that we have communities where people feel safe in it, that people working in dairies or in shops and other places feel that they should not fear their daily work day. So it's certainly not to undermine or underestimate the types of harm that can be done. But law and order that just has a punitive response, which is largely going to concentrate people with who are already experiencing cumulative disadvantage, will not help us in the long term. So we have to look at really significant forms of dealing with criminal offending, and very importantly, looking at those significant drivers and just what do you need to have in a community to allow it to flourish. You know, one of the elements particularly that we will see, you know, that we're seeing with the abuse and care and in the hearings is, you know, the context of people's lives where very significant harm was done to them by state agencies at the youngest of ages. Those are just one element. You know, this ongoing issue around poverty, around housing, around other elements. These are not just, you know, allowing people to give lives, but they're really important crime prevention spaces. So yes to law and order, if it really is at that looking at prevention and having really strong solutions going forward. But if we keep to really simplistic types of notions of just, you know, hardening the target, a range of things of looking at things that have happened overseas and Western Australia and in Queensland and New South Wales without having the full context of what are the outcomes we want to achieve. Absolutely agree that we do need to have a victim-centred approach and that victim-centred approach needs to be sitting really clearly in what do you do to uphold the mana of whānau and of tangata.
It's always a pleasure to have you share some perspectives with our people on Pākehā, our listeners here at Irirangi Wātea, at Te Tuhine, kia ora anō, and thanks for your time this morning. Nei rā te mihi, kā koe, Tracy.
Nā mihi.
Tēnā koe. Professor Tracy McIntosh is from Ngāi Tuhoe, Professor of Indigenous Studies, co-head at Te Wānanga Waipapa at the University of Auckland. Thank you for your company this morning. It's almost time to cross to our news, I Te Reo Māori. I think Kawe's got it this morning. Nanaia Mahuta is with us next up. We also hear from Lieutenant Dante Kelly, who's received a couple of prestigious tohu from studying offshore. And we'll also hear from Wendy Shaw, Hekere Tere of Ngāpō Taunaho Aotearoa, the New Zealand Geographic Board. And Nadine Toitoi is also a guest on the program next up. But right now, it's time to go across to the Newsy Te Reo Māori. You're listening to 603 Wātea. Here's Kawe.